Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Attempted murder, burglary, and weapons charges have been dismissed against a Northeast Iowa man. Postville police arrested 19-year-old Ayel Ali and 23-year-old Mohammed Noor, both of Postville, in March after they were accused of forcing entry into an apartment in Postville and shooting Layden Barker in the face and leg. Both Noor and Ali were charged with attempted murder and first-degree burglary. Ali was also accused of firing the weapon, leading to charges of reckless use of a firearm with serious injury and going armed with intent. Last week, the Alameda Key County Attorney's Office dropped the charges against Ali after the victim had given, quote, conflicting information to previous statements. Thus, it was no longer prudent to prosecute Ali. Also last week, Ali pleaded guilty to two counts of assault on persons in certain occupations, charges that came while he was in the Alameda Key County Jail on May 15th. Monday, he was fined $430 for each conviction. Meanwhile, charges remain against Noor, whose next court hearing isn't until February 5, 2024, for what's labeled as further proceedings. Court records also show Noor was arrested for OWI in August. He is scheduled for arraignment on that charge next Monday. A traffic crash has led to a host of drug charges against multiple Northeast Iowans. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says a two-vehicle wreck occurred Thursday night about 3 miles west of Westgate. An SUV driven by 64-year-old John Rundle Jr. of Sumner had T-boned a car driven by 34-year-old Nathan Lee of Ridgeway. Rundle and Lee were transported to Sumner Hospital for treatment of injuries. A passenger in Lee's car was transported by ambulance to University of Iowa hospitals in Iowa City, and another passenger was airlifted to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. At the crash scene, a canine alerted to drugs in Lee's vehicle, but when law enforcement went to question Lee at the hospital, he had fled with multiple people. Further investigation led to the arrests of 32-year-old Satasha Schumann of Waucoma and 30-year-old William Newton of Tripola at a residence in Fayette, where multiple grams of meth were seized. Schumann and Newton were charged with possession of meth with intent to deliver, Class B felonies, plus possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. Newton was also charged with felony OWI. The investigation also led to a search of a Waucoma residence on Friday, where authorities found and seized multiple grams of meth, plus marijuana, long guns, a pistol, ammunition, syringes, pipes, and other drug paraphernalia. That led to the arrests of 64-year-old Ransom Preby and 33-year-old Ethan Preby, both of Waucoma, on felony narcotics and firearms charges, as well as child endangerment charges. Sheriff Marty Fisher says these cases remain under investigation and more charges are pending. A pair of North Iowa 18-year-olds have pleaded not guilty to accusations they set off a bomb in a high school parking lot. The Forest City Police Department arrested David Rick and Landon Gertis following an investigation into the report of a bomb being detonated in the parking lot of Forest City High School the night of September 7th. According to court documents, police described the explosive device as a pool chemical bomb that went off with several students watching. The bomb was powerful enough, its shockwave was visible on cell phone video of the explosion. Rick and Gertis have both pleaded not guilty to charges of possession of explosive materials or a destructive device with intent to use, Class C felonies, and reckless use of explosives or a destructive device, serious misdemeanors. The Forest City pair are now scheduled to stand trial starting December 6th in Winnebago County District Court. The Charles City Arts Council will host one of its biggest fundraisers of the year this weekend. Carl Haglund is assistant director of the Charles City Arts Center, who says Monster Bash is a night of food, drinks, dancing, and live music.
The Surf Zombies is our band this year. They're in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they are the perfect band for a Halloween fundraiser.
Haglund says a meal of pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, cowboy baked beans, and chop-chop veggie salad is also included with your $28 per person ticket.
The $28 covers your food and the event, but it's at Wildwood Golf Club this year, So the drinks would be on the individual.
Haglund adds there will also be cash prizes for best costumes, raffle prizes, and a zombies selfie station, all from 6 to 10 p.m. this Saturday night. Tickets are limited, and a link to more information is included with this story on our station website. Saturday on Fab Oldies, 1580 a.m. and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football. The Panthers at Illinois State, broadcast time 11 a.m., kickoff at noon. Saturday on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football, the Cyclones at Baylor, 12:30 broadcast time with kickoff just after 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.